If you've been around cattle for much of your life, you know there are times when one in the bunch just doesn't want to cooperate. That comes with the territory, but you usually don't have to chase the animal down in a building crowded with thousands of people. The story of the bull that got loose in the ladies' waiting room is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Thousands of passengers moved through the halls of Kansas City's Union Station in the 1920s. Wendy Thompson shares the story of one of the most interesting passengers to arrive here.
The station master in a station, of course, just kind of keeps things running smoothly. He's sort of the manager. And he had a little office that had windows that overlooked the Grand Hall, so he could keep an eye on activity.
On this day, when the station manager looked up from his work, he saw something unusual.
In the rail yard, some cattle had gotten loose from a freight train, and somehow a bull had managed to make its way all the way up here into this beautiful hall. Well, when it started heading for the women's waiting room, he thought he better take some action.
But what could one man do in the face of a bull running loose in Union Station? The manager, perhaps fueled by adrenaline, became a rodeo star in front of an audience of passengers simply passing through Kansas City who were now trying to dodge a charging bull.
So he literally took the bull by the horns and wrestled it to the ground until someone could get a rope on it and lead it away.
The event is unique, but what is equally surprising is the response it garnered from places far from the depot.
Believe it or not, it made the front page of the papers almost coast to coast. I guess these things don't happen in New York City railroad stations.
At the time, 230 passenger trains came through the station on 18 different tracks every day. That is one train every 6 seconds, a total that does not include the freight trains on which the bull had made its arrival. Wendy shares the history of Union Station, the second largest such structure that survives in the U.S. She enjoys sharing the stories of people and trains that crisscross the nation at this historic venue. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.